He stared at the cabinet in a rising panic. He remembered what the other two keys looked like. Perhaps these two keys were similar. He peered close at the cabinet, squinting, straining. The light in the office was bad. 23? 24? 25? It's no bloody use, he whispered to himself. And then he realised something odd. Each hook had only one key, except for a single hook, which had two. He quickly lifted them off. They looked like the others he had done. 26, 27, 28. He set out the first blank and pressed one side of the first key into the blank, holding it neatly, plucking it out with his fingernail. The nail on the little finger was long, one of the hallmarks of a screws man.
29, 30, 31.
He took the second blank, flipped the key over and pressed it into the wax to get the other side. He held it firmly, then scooped it out.
32, 33. 34.
Now Egger's professionalism came into play. He was falling behind at least 5 seconds off his count now, maybe more, but he knew that at all costs he must avoid confusing the keys. It was common enough for a screwsman under pressure to make two impressions of the same side of a single key. With two keys, the chance of confusion was doubled. Quickly but carefully, he hung up the first finished key.
35? 36? 37? Lordy!
Cleanwilly said. Clean Willie was looking out the glass windows, down to where the guard would be returning in less than 30 seconds.
38, 39, 40.
Swiftly, Egger pressed the second key into the third blank. He held it there just an instant, then lifted it out. There was a decent impression.
41, 42, 43.
Egger pocketed the blank and plucked up his fourth wax plate. He pressed the other side of the key into the soft material.
44, 45, 46. 47.
Abruptly, while Egger was peeling the key free of the wax, the blank cracked in two.
Damn! 48. 49. 50.
He fished in his pocket for another blank. His fingers were steady, but there was sweat dripping from his forehead.
51. 52. 53.
He drew out a fresh blank and did the second side again.
54. 55.
He plucked the key out, hung it up, and dashed for the door, still holding the final blank in his fingers. He left the office without another look at Willie.
56,
Willie said, immediately moving to the door to lock it up. Pierce saw Egger exit behind schedule by 5 full seconds, his face flushed with exertion. 57, 58. Egger sprinted down the stairs 3 at a time. 59, 60, 61. Egger streaked across the station to his hiding place. 62, 63. Egger was hidden. The guard, yawning, came round the corner, still buttoning up his trousers. He walked towards the steps. 64, Pierce said, and flicked his watch. The guard took up his post at the stairs. After a moment, he began humming to himself very softly, and it was a while until Pierce realised it was Molly Malone.
This ends Disc 4.